Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
On Open House, we love to explore the extremes and the contrasts of life, faith and culture, and it seems you can't get any more extremely contrasting than these films, Kung Fu Panda 2, Transformers 3 and Tree of Life. Our film critic Ben McKechnie, devoted man, has watched them all. Two have got him raving, the third, Ben, has him scratching his head. G'day.
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's like we deliberately tried to pick the most diverse films we could.
I know.
Put them all together in one conversation.
Let's start with Kung Fu Panda 2. This continues the adventures of the Jack Black voiced panda known as Po.
Yeah, did you see the first movie?
No, I didn't.
No, mate, you missed out. That movie was, oh my goodness, I loved it. And look, as the title would suggest, it was about a Kung Fu Panda. That's pretty much what
yeah,
you need to know.
I saw the shorts.
That's it. You can pretty much work it out. So, but from the start of the movie, where Po was just a normal panda, he became this super legendary kung fu warrior by the end of it. Now with the sequel, as he is this legendary warrior, he goes on to defend China against a new enemy, which is in the shape of an evil peacock with the voice of Gary Oldman.
Lucky China.
It's obviously a cartoon. I should have mentioned that from the start. It's in 3D. It's very vivid, colourful, moves along at a fast rate of knots, and pretty entertaining.
I'm sure. Quite a bit of Eastern philosophy in this one.
Yeah, I thought it was more prominent than the first one. There's a lot more references in this film to yin and yang, to a lot of talk about fate and destiny. Destiny was big in the first movie, but in this one it did seem to come through more to the fore. Soothsayers turn up, there's talk of prophecy, and also a lot of talk about finding inner peace in yourself.
Okay.
But the inner peace is really like you're the one that's going to find it. It's all about you. It's all on you. And there's no relationship, particularly to a Christian concept of God. It's much more about you're the one. You have to control everything within you.
Very much a sign of the times. Still a good holiday flick?
Yeah, it is. I love the first film so much that probably the second one was never going to live up to it. It doesn't for me, but it's still very entertaining. I didn't think there was as much action in this one, which is a bit of a letdown. But look, it looks magnificent. But I should also point out it's a little bit darker, even visually. It's darker than the first one,
okay.
but not too bad. So I think if your kids went along and saw the first one and liked it, they should definitely like the second.
Okay. Tree of Life. This is the new Sean Penn, Brad Pitt film. I'm told you may have trouble answering this question, but what's it about?
And look, this should be the movie out of the lineup we're talking about. This should be the movie that I rave about. This really should be. And any self-respecting film reviewer should be saying this.
Yes.
But I should point out from the start, yeah, I didn't really like the film. But to answer your question, what it's about, look, it's a lot more impressionist than any kind of like linear storyline going on. It's more of an impressionist film. It's trying to explore the contrast of life, good and bad in nature, that kind of thing. Also, existence of God, and then focusing on human behavior, but also how humans in the scheme of the universe are really quite minute. But to try to say, if there is a story in the film, it's about an adult played by Sean Penn, who's reflecting on his childhood back in the 50s. And a big section of the film is like a long flashback in the 50s where Brad Pitt is playing the father of Sean Penn's character, but as a boy. And so it's about the raising of this boy in 1950s Texas. That's loosely what the film's about.
So there's a fair bit of spiritual thought in it?
Yeah, there is. I should be very upfront and say I didn't get that when I watched the film.
Okay.
And I've subsequently read the director of this is a guy called Terrence Malick. And I've been led to believe by reading online he's Episcopalian. And there's been a lot of commentary from Christian writers as well as non-Christian drawing out a lot of theological depths out of the film that, like, I'll need to admit I didn't get when I was watching it.
Okay.
In my defense, I didn't bother trying to get it because I found the film so pretentious that I couldn't bear it. It's a beautiful film, a stunning imagery in this, and Terrence Malick's ability to make a movie that is unlike any other movie you've seen is really quite commendable. However, I thought it was a movie fighting against itself. So for me, I was so bored, I didn't really care, and it jumps all over the place, and I just didn't really get it.
Brave Ben McKechnie calls it as it is. Finally, just quickly, Ben, Transformers 3. I know you're such a big kid.
I know, and look, especially after saying I didn't understand Tree of Life, and I should point out and answer your question about that just very quickly. Yes, there are Christian allusions in the film, everything from Job to Genesis to Romans to, as the title would suggest, Revelation are in Tree of Life.
But it's probably better to know that before you go in.
Yes, and I actually like to go back because I've spoken to a lot of people about it since, and I just think I didn't get it and I was so bored I didn't care. But I would like to go back and see it again. People are raving about it. Transformers 3, on the other hand, people are not raving about it. But I, look, and again, shamelessly will have to admit, I found it very entertaining.
Sure.
I don't think at this stage you need to explain what Transformers is all about. Or very simply, it's about giant robots fighting.
Yeah.
So, and it's a massive event in 3D. Special effects are crazy. And the last hour of this film, they pretty much destroy Detroit. They just, like, my goodness, it's sort of setting new benchmarks in special effects, I thought. However, on reflection, it makes me ask a lot of questions about myself, about how I respond to escapism in films, and particularly the depiction of violence and also the sexualization, largely of women, the objectification of women, which happens in Transformers and has happened all the way through the series, and it's particularly prominent in this film. It makes me ask a lot of questions about myself, about how I'm actually responding to these movies.
You've had a very thoughtful week.
Well, it is, yeah. And on one hand, I was really entertained and ludicrously so. It was like being bludgeoned, but I enjoyed it. But at the same time, I then walked out of the cinema questioning myself, what am I actually getting out of this? So I'm obviously going to go away and have a long, hard think about it and try to work out why I enjoyed Transformers more than
the
Tree of Life.
A thoughtful week this week too. Ben McKechnie, thanks so much.
Thanks, mate. Have a great week.
Film critic from Empire Magazine.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.